I'm Shane Bigham. Chinese authorities have expressed firm opposition to a European Parliament resolution on Hong Kong. This came as part of a statement from the Office of the Commissioner of the Chinese Foreign Ministry in the Hong Kong Special Administrative Region. A spokesperson of the office said measures including the national security law and improvement of Hong Kong's electoral system have brought stability and prosperity back to the city and put its democratic development back on track. The spokesperson said the Chinese government is the architect and defender of Hong Kong's democratic system. A Chinese high-resolution, multi-mode imaging satellite has been officially put into use. It's a civil optical remote sensing satellite with a resolution of up to sub-meter level, Dai Kai reports.
The satellite officially begins its operation on Thursday, a year and a half after it was launched and tested in orbit. Experts say it captures images faster and more precisely and will benefit China's infrastructure planning.
The satellite does not only images in China's territory, it can capture images globally, which can be transmitted back in real time through the data relay satellite in geosynchronous orbit. It greatly improves the transmission effectiveness. For example, when the disaster caused by the volcanic eruption happened in Tonga, if we need to take photos, they will be transmitted back in a timely manner.
Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken have held talks in Geneva over security issues. Prior to the meeting, sources with the Russian mission in Geneva said that Lavrov and Blinken would hold a detailed discussion on the drafts of two fundamental documents submitted by Russia in December on security guarantees. Chris Jones reports from Geneva.
Well, we heard from Lavrov in the last few moments or so, and he says that that Blinken is satisfied with the talks that have happened here in Geneva between the two parties, and says that a written response to their demands, which remember is that NATO halts its expansion into Europe, and also that Ukraine doesn't become a fully fledged member of NATO as well, there will be a written response next week to Moscow from Washington about those demands. Now, we weren't expecting any major breakthroughs from these meetings at all. However, what we have seen is that the two have come to some kind of agreement, and next week we're likely to hear what Washington's response to those demands really are.
Local officials say at least 180 people are missing after a ship sank in a river in the northwestern Democratic Republic of the Congo. Around 600 people were said to be on the boat when the accident happened. Chris Okemringa reports.
This boat accident occurred in the northwestern province of the Equator in the DRC, and authorities there managed to find some bodies of people. They did not specify how many, but they reported that there are 180 people who are missing, a very large number, and there are fears that very many other people are still missing. According to the authorities there, the boat was overloaded with about 600 people, which is illegal, and it was traveling in the evening, so the captain of that boat could not clearly see.
United Nations General Assembly President will attend the opening of the Beijing Winter Olympic Games. Abdullah Shahid will also join in the torch relay. And the torch relay for the Beijing 2022 Winter Olympics is set to be held from February 2nd to the 4th in the three main games clusters. They include downtown Beijing, the capital's Yancheng District, and Zhangjiakou in neighboring Hebei Province. Lu Sirui reports.
The torch relay is scheduled between February 2nd and 4th, with 1,200 torchbearers expected to participate. But due to the COVID-19 countermeasures, the length and duration of the traditional relay route has been reduced, and also the number of runners. And also the competition zones of the games are going to host the relay. And there are 11 closed relay areas outside the closed loop and another independent one within the closed loop. And the official says this arrangement is to avoid affecting the lives of residents during the pandemic times. One of the highlights of today's press is they said on February 2nd in the Beijing Winter Olympic Park, this special relay will take place. The flame will be handed over between two robots in the Yongding River, and it's likely to be the first relay done by two robots under the water.
And that's the news. I'm Shane Bigham.